bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Jamie Henson from the Arts Party, welcome.
Good morning, thank you for inviting me here.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you going?
Good.
Now, I just wanted to know a little bit about you, who you are and, you know, where you've, how you've come to be where you are today.
Well, apart from working in the arts, I work backstage, lighting, and in the last 6 years I've taught at Melbourne Polytech, National Institute of Circus Arts and Box Hill Institute.
Right.
What's the platform of the Arts Party? It's a new party. How did the Arts Party come about, and what are the issues that you're agitating on for this Senate seat?
So long, arts people have been screaming and shouting but unable to show their presence. So a group of Sydney people put it together on Facebook, and we rallied around them and started the Arts Party.
So is it just an arts platform that you're standing on? You clearly want more funding for the arts.
Community, refugees, marriage, revenue building, and many other. We've only addressed 36 policies because we ran out of time when they announced the election.
You thought you might have a little longer, Kirsten.
Well, it's interesting because we always think of the arts as creative and stimulating conversations. And I can tell you, if I was naming my top 12 people to sit around a dinner table, there's got to be a couple of great creative artists in there. So I'm interested to know how it was that the party has had gotten to this point in time and said, well, instead of having the conversations around the dinner table, let's actually stand up and have a real voice.
Have a voice and now have a presence, show ourselves. It was more people had an aspect. What is the arts? Performing arts, visual arts and culinary arts. But, you know, we like to think we open the door and let lawyers and architects speak with their creativity.
And so part of that is, what are the main platforms then that the Arts Party want to see raised as their party issues as opposed to what the national interests are?
Well, to be unique, and what I've discovered in the last 4 weeks, we're not giving any preferences to anybody because we believe in your own choice. Express yourselves, which reflects into our various principles, which is the community, which is raising revenue. And I've forgotten the other two. Sorry.
That's all right. I think we'll bring you back to one. We're curious with the amount of our community that are present in the arts, where the Arts Party stands on marriage equality.
We think that everyone who wants to be married can be married, whether they're gay, straight, transsexual, whatever. My only concern about marriage is that we know it's the right commitment. You know, marriage is not just love. There's many things, and I would like to see people educated a bit in marriage.
So it's been quite a long campaign in comparison to other campaigns. How have you found it?
Fast, too fast.
Fast.
when we had great ideas and plans, we were going for the beginning of December. Then it came forward to August, and sort of by March we had the likelihood it might be July. So to get ourselves together, both administratively, try to work out detailed policies, except for just one pages, get more ideas in from people.
Mm. And how have you managed to convey that? How are you spreading your message?
Via Facebook, via the page, but in the last 4 to 6 weeks, we've been up there speaking to people. You know, there is that art
when
too
you,
of
when
language.
When you say that, are you talking about at train stations? Where are you speaking to people?
Train stations, Chapel Street, going to people who are representing the ABC and SBS and their lack of funding. They've invited us to their meetings, and that's not just been locally in Melbourne. That's been in regional areas too, which is very important.
With the vibrant arts community you have and the access to a very large and diverse audience, has there been something at the beginning of each performance by the MTC, for example, where you've had a 30-second or a minute opportunity to speak?
We would have liked to, but we ran out of people on the ground, basically. The Live Performance Australia is putting up these small to medium companies' program of getting them heard and getting the money back to those size companies.
And what's the feedback been like from people that you've been talking to on the street?
Feedback is, one is the preferences and running the country correctly during the election. Feedback, postal voting for those who have been unable to do the vote on the second, an early voting. It's more the process we've found. Yes, they've all supported us, but we've also approached people who are currently overseas, who are Australians, where they can vote.
And what result are you sort of aiming for? What is an ideal result for you after the election?
To me, I think we've already scored some goals. You know, thank you to the Greens Party in acknowledging us in one of their policies that we created. Thank you to the Labor Party for doing their launch at the Malthouse and saying that they're going to put some more money back into the arts, which is, lies on the whole framework of Gough Whitlam and Paul Keating. Mm.
One final question, because we are limited by time and the amount of questions we can ask you, Jamie. Why should we vote for you? Give us your sort of final pitch so that our listeners can help make that decision.
We give you an alternative. We give you an artistic alternative. We give creativity, and what this country needs is a lot more creativity in every industry, not just the arts industry. So vote one for us.
Well done, Jamie.
Thank you for your time this morning, and good luck next Saturday.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.